forward. I think that the biggest problem that they're going to be facing is the fact that the ability to pay taxes to the state is seriously affected. We've seen images that were tweeted of things like supermarkets where the checkout systems had been compromised and were showing the screen. We also see the very large, obviously the multinational shipping line that has now been affected. So it looks like a deliberate attempt to cause some kind of significant financial impact, not just on the citizens of Ukraine, but on Ukraine itself.
You know, when you said you noticed differences in the design between the WannaCry and this, I mean, do we have any indication that paying these people off actually gets you your data back, or was it not even designed to do that?
Theoretically, it was designed to do that, but it's clear so far that the mechanism that was put in place to actually collect ransom is nowhere near the sophistication of the malware itself. And you don't think that someone would have made that kind of mistake, built something that was very, very effective to compromise and no real ability to collect. We haven't seen or heard of anyone so far who's been able to decrypt it. And what we also know is that within a very short time after the malware was discovered, the single email address that was needed to communicate with was actually shut down by the provider. So that's one reason that I believe that no one's going to be able to easily get their data back. The second thing is that there are reports that are surfacing now, as folks have looked at the code, that there is at least one bug in the code that actually makes it so that decryption is not possible.